We're now going to go to Germany and the rise of the right. Phil Butler was one of the speakers at the recent Marxist conference down at Williamstown. It was a live cross by Zoom. So things may have developed slightly, but this is a backgrounder, really, to what's happening in Germany at the moment. It's really quite fascinating, some of the things he has to say.
Phil Butland is a British-born socialist who's lived in Germany for the last...
He's a member of Die Linke and Marx 21 and is the speaker of the Berlin Linke Internationals group that seeks to organise non-Germans in Berlin. He's also the commissioning editor of the leftberlin.com. Please thank Phil for joining us.
Hello, thanks. Good morning or good evening, depending on where you are. I don't have much time, so I'm going to talk in headlines and acronyms. And if there are questions, please ask. There are going to be three acronyms I'm going to talk about. AFD, you've probably heard about. Pegida, you may have heard about. I'll go through each through and why. The Deutschland. And it's a party, a new party, formed 2013, initially as an anti-EU party. It gained a large degree of support during the so-called refugee crisis in 2015, when a lot of Syrian refugees were admitted into Germany. Not the stories you hear is that there was a big wave of anti-immigrant feeling. That was only part of the story. The refugee quote is polarized society, and you saw large welcome committees at stations welcoming refugees at the same time big demonstrations again. Reason why it wasn't the Linke, but the Greens benefited from a pro-refugee feeling, and the AFD gained from an anti-refugee feeling, with the result that in the 2017 elections it got 12.6% of the votes, 94 MPs, and when the CDU and SPD went into government, the AFD was the official opposition of the German Parliament. We had elections again last September. The AFD vote went down to 10.3%, and there's two ways you can look at that. I read an article this morning which said, OK, the AFD threat may well be over. I think that's the wrong way of saying it, which said there is now one-tenth of German voters prepared to vote for a party which is, we categorise it, it's not a fascist party, it is a fascist party with fascists in it. That it's an assemblage of all strange neoliberal and racist forces. But there is at the moment a faction fight going on, and the Nazi wing, Der Flügel, is winning this. And so the potential that the AFD has of turning into a full-out Nazi party is very real and something we should be worried about. I move quickly on to the second acronym, the Pegida, which is a short for the Patriotic Europeans Against the Islamicization of the Western World. It was formed by a out-and-out Nazi, Lutz Bachmann. He was later had to stand down as leader because there were photos of him painting Hitler. It started before the refugees came to Germany, but really an Islamophobic, racist demonstrations, which were particularly strong in Eastern Germany. For reasons I can't go into, these demonstrations weren't sustained. There was tens of thousands for several weeks. There were large counter demonstrations as well. And they went a little bit in the background, where the racists moved on to other tactics, attacking refugee homes, for example, firebomb attacks. But then in 2018, we saw a new set of demonstrations where Nazis, AFD people, and let's say confused people, confused liberals, were starting to march together, and which the Nazis a recruiting ground. It may be worth saying that 90% of the of Pegida members were also supported the AFD. So there is a close relationship between the two. More recently, we've had the COVID crisis, and Germany has sometimes been portrayed in the outside world as being having dealt successfully with COVID. This is not the case. This was never the case. That Germany always had a policy of, or the German government always had a policy of industry first, which meant that people were forced to go into work in overcrowded trams at the same time that the parks were being shut. And so there was a lot of rightful indignation about the policy which was to protect industry but not individuals. And Germany had one of the highest COVID death rates of the end. And this resulted in a new phenomenon which was called Corona-Leugner, Corona liars. This is equivalent to anti-vaxxers in other countries, but it was much more specifically against the whole of the COVID policies of the German government. In the last year, the Corona-Leugner have been able to organise quite big demonstrations, again, many tens of thousands of people, but also they've been organising every Monday weekly strolls where people go through their neighbourhood. It's not they don't register the demonstrations. You have to in Germany say, oh, we're just going out for a stroll. In some places like Wedding, North Berlin, where I live, these are just a small group of strange esoteric hippies who are going. In other areas, there are more seriously far right and actual Nazis. I don't know if people remember the news reports of one of the big Corona-Leugner demonstrations which stormed the Reichstag, the German parliament, with people holding Nazi banners. So what this has meant is that we're having significant demonstrations of a significant size, where the people on the platforms, the people who are organising it, are quite often out-and-out Nazis, where the AfD is playing a significant role. And yet there are other people walking with them. We've used the slogan of these demonstrations, "You're marching with Nazis." It's not that everyone on the demonstration is a Nazi, but it's a worrying potential that the AfD and people to the right them, having lost the momentum slightly on Pegida, and have now got a forum in which they're able to organize not just on the election level, but also on the level of the streets, which brings me to the third acronym, the NSU, the National Socialist Underground, which is perhaps one of the most worrying of these developments. National Socialist Underground, obviously a Nazi organisation, it was a cell which murdered 10 migrants. It's responsible for bomb attacks and bank jobs. The initial response of the police was to say, so that when these murders were happening, say this was a result of Turkish gang war. The press called them Dürner murders. The victims' families were harassed by the police as well. And so there was quite indifference shown by both the police and the press against a series of racist murders. Much worse than that, it turned out the foul men are the police agents. Over 40 police agents were openly involved in the NSU, in this Nazi cell, that the police agents were providing weapons which were used to kill migrants. And at least one police agent was present on one of the scenes where somebody was killed. The police destroyed evidence that the NSU members were tipped off when they were going to be raided by the police. And it's a scandal which really never reached world headlines and was not really discussed enough in Germany, but a clear state collusion with out-and-out neo-Nazi murderers. There was a trial which took years to happen. The verdict was produced in 2018. Five people were charged, all described as Einzeltäter, perhaps the best translation is lone gunmen. So they're all individuals, they weren't part of any network, and they made the case that can. We've seen this idea of Einzeltäter, of the individuals being responsible for, obviously, organised violence time and again. In 2019, there was a shooting at Halle Synagogue, which killed a number of people. In 2020, in Hanau, there was a massacre of 9 migrants. Each time, the press and the police are talking about Einzeltäter, about individuals who have nothing to do with Nazi structures, but just somehow let flee. what this means is we've got a combination of three things in Germany at the moment. We have a party, the AfD, where fascists are gaining ground, where it is quite possible that the their Flügel, the Nazi wing, is going to take over the party. We've already had three of the leaders of the AfD leave because of the growing Nazi influence, and that doesn't seem to be going any other way. We have a street movement which started as an Islamophobic racist movement. It's moved into something against Corona protests, but it means that in Germany we have something which is not as predominant in France, which is that the Nazis are building on the streets as well as in the parliaments. And on top of that, we have implicit state and press support for out-and-out fascists. Why this is all important, one reason why this is all important is, I said we had elections in September. There's a new SPD Green Liberal government, which was voted on some quite left-wing promises. But one of the first acts that he did was to double the German military budget. And I think what we're going to find in the next few years, that a government which was voted on with great hope for social change is going to end up disappointing its voters. At the same time, the left party, Die Linke, is in a slight crisis of its own. Half the number of votes it got at the election. There's all sorts of internal fights going on at the moment. And so the potential that the AfD and out-and-out Nazis have of gaining ground in the next few years is very, very real. I would finish just on one ray of hope. About 15 years ago, the largest a Nazi demonstration in Europe was every year in Dresden on the anniversary of the bombing in Dresden. There was about 15,000 people every year on an out-and-out Nazi demonstration. This isn't just against Muslims. This is pro-Nazi. Through many years, an alliance of Social Democrats, Greens, Revolutionary Socialists, Anarchists, Anti-Fascists were able to blockade this demonstration, which meant that nobody happens. It's been 10 years since this demonstration happened in any real format. It was this sort of united anti-fascist struggle on the streets which was necessary to beat back the fascists. We have the extra interesting factor, shall we say, that at the same time a number of these Social Democrats and Greens who are on those demonstrations will be on others are also members of a party which is going to be implementing the politics which is going to enable the Nazis to build. And so it's a question of mobilising as many people as possible, as well as having sharp political arguments about that the only real alternative to fascism is clear distributive politics, is clear social changes, which we can't expect from the new government, which means that inside the mass mobilisation, the political clarity, which in terms of offering real political solutions. I'll leave it there. If anyone has any questions, please do.
Hi, I'm Ahmed from Fidra Primary School, and you're listening to Community Radio on 3CR.